Right now, we're kind of out of material already, so we send out the signal, hoping that we could be saved by the man who wants to promote his Twitter stream or Twitch or something.
I'm here to promote Twitter today.
Ah, okay.
Are you guys like me in that you get a little bit of joy when someone around you yesterday forgot that it was already Monday? You're like, oh, yeah, it's Tuesday tomorrow.
I forgot.
You forgot yesterday was Monday?
The four-day week is so great.
I know, it's so perfect. We should have Memorial Day every week.
That's right. I care about the troops that much.
Yeah.
But I guess Jake kind of was going against that.
Well, maybe one for like each conflict, engagement, or war.
Yeah, we need to separate out the wars. This catch-all once a year thing is
because mainly I think it's disrespectful to each individual group.
Yes.
To have to be, you know, hey, I was in Desert Storm. That's probably the same as the big one.
I mean, it's the big one for those who were there.
And they deserve their own day.
I totally believe that. Totally believe it.
So Memorial Day is for all soldiers who have fallen in a war, right?
Right. So Trump is not for that. Because his heroes...
The ones that survived.
His heroes didn't get caught.
Survived to get lots of women.
Trumps.
So we have...
But what about Confederate soldiers? They aren't...
Ooh.
I mean, they fought against this country.
That's a good question.
So they're not included.
Well, that's a weird tightrope that is being walked for many, many years, right?
By you?
I think by people.
Like when you go every Memorial
Day. Line, maybe people who were on a certain side.
Confederate Memorial Day is on January 19th.
Juneteenth.
Now, when do the Germans have Nazi Veteran Day, or do they not?
I don't think
that's a great question.
Do.
No, you know they don't. That's
are
the
you
point.
Sure?
Yes.
The Nazis. They also did January 19th.
Like, are there statues of
just off the top of your head,
Rommels or
Rommels?
Isn't that a
Aren't
guy's
those,
name?
Those little figurines?
Yeah, what are those called?
Hummel?
Why can't I think of any Nazi leaders? I'm very slipping here.
That's okay. You're not very slipping.
I mean, there's one I can think of, but that's too obvious.
Which one?
Yeah, the guy with the...
Goebbels.
Charlie Chaplin.
Goebbels?
Oh, yeah. Goebbels. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to...
A big Goebbels statue.
I wanted to, before we get to what Blake has, I wanted to...
With Richard Gere.
I wanted to level with Gordon a little bit here. There's nothing shameful about eating your fast food in your car in the parking lot of the fast food place. In fact,
yes, there is. It is the ultimate act of late capitalism shame.
That is the ultimate act of I am in control.
No.
I am controlling what is happening to me right now.
It's a shameful private act.
No.
It's the same thing. Like every time after I eat fast food in the first available parking spot after the drive-thru, after I'm done gorging on all that, I have...
Feel like when you have to grab a towel.
So I thought I
have what I'd like to call post-glut clarity.
I might
have
heard this muse. We were talking last week about this,
That's
right?
That's outstanding.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Written in real time. Thank you.
So is your theory there that you had planned to drive and eat?
No, it's just that...
You realize now I've got a taco and...
No, it's just...
Kind of messy?
No, it's just you're hungry and you want that awesomeness in your mouth as soon as possible. And so you just... And you don't want to interact with any humans. That's why you're going through the drive-thru in the first place.
Yeah.
So you can be in your stupid auto cocoon.
Your death box.
Yeah, your little death box there. You kind of park a little bit crooked in that first spot because you can't wait to jam it and park quick enough to unwrap your heart cloggers.
And see, this is an affront to my lifestyle because...
You're a big in-car
guy.
And
I'm going to bring you one next week. I use the car tray.
Yeah, I know you've been an advocate of that.
I park... I should have been receiving points from Amazon for the number of orders I've seen placed on... at my behest. But yeah, I park
Jake,
and I put
Jake
the
may receive some money
right,
from this affiliate.
Right, if you click this affiliate,
link.
Yeah. I'll sit right there. In fact, not a huge fast food guy over the last several months, but I did it yesterday. That's how I celebrated and honored the fallen.
Hell yeah.
I went to Burger Place, and I ate at Burger Place parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone pulls up next to me, and they want to do their same shameful act, and they see that I have a plate, all my sauces spread out, open, got a rag that I keep in my car, and my meal is right there on a tray, and they look over like,
yeah, like drive-through rag.
Yeah,
you don't have a. Jeez. See, I have a stack of napkins I put in the middle thing.
I don't want to fool with napkins; those can fall apart. You know.
So you have a disgusting rag that you don't
well, I wash.
Wash
it every so often.
Every so often.
Helps with kid stuff.
If that feels
kid,
like the
not that kid stuff.
It's just kid stuff.
The yeah, handkerchief.
No. It's just kid stuff.
I got a different rag for that.
Didn't you always think that was gross growing up?
Wait, because hold on. I feel I like... still can't believe that line worked on that guy.
Oh,
the guy
okay.
Told him, hey, do this for me. I need some relief. It's just kid stuff.
Yeah. It's just kid okay. stuff.
Yeah, the handkerchief was kind of disgusting, but it really came in handy.
Yeah.
You just, had one? My yeah. dad had one.
I just don't buy that like, my grandfather was routinely washing that handkerchief.
As allergies guy, yeah, I'll carry one.
Don't call it a handkerchief.
Is it that
a handkerchief?
Is that hottie?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's spelled that way, I mean, but people always call it a handkerchief. Right?
Maybe
now
your
it sounds
people,
weird when I'm saying
in
it.
In the Low Country.
Yeah, in the Low Country. We didn't.
Handkerchief.
We yeah. didn't pronounce things properly. But my father used handkerchiefs. His whole professional career, he always had one in his suit pocket.
Yeah, if I go out,
when
and
he
do,
could just use his tie.
Yeah, possibly.
Like, what's the point of a tie?
Well, I think a lot of times what I remember is
hang yourself.
Seeing Grandpa out
Are they
there.
That strong?
He would be out there doing yard work with
out later.
What I believe we call now an A shirt. It's a wife beater
mm-hmm.
with suspenders. You know,
my
like
dad wore those
blue
too.
Or black Dickies work pants, boots, and he would have his handkerchief, and he would be out there gardening. Now I go
Who,
out
your
there,
grandpa?
Yeah, I'd go out there full sunscreen. I got you know,
oh yeah,
wick
floppy away, hat.
Yeah, wick away yeah. shirts. I got a cool rag that I keep in the fridge
yes, for hydration.
Yeah,
you're
to
pounding
go pull a few
water.
Weeds. Yeah,
bitch,
got a Camelback on. But don't feel bad about it.
Boy, dad wore a wife beater too, under his. You know, shirt, yeah. suit, and everything that he wore to work every day. And I remember
Wait,
trying
what's the
it.
Point of the...
Cause it's
and
not,
I refused. I'll call them A-shirts.
It's not soaking up sweat.
Right.
It's, a,
it's not protecting
it's
the pit area.
Yeah, so I didn't know why he would wear it.
I think it's to protect the gripple display.
Yeah, it's nipple chafe from your scratchy old-timey shirt.
Nip.
And you don't want them, you know, protruding.
Right.
So as to seem like a bitch.
Mm.
But yeah. they look cool in them, though. Not the nipples of your grandpa. They look cool.
It was a cool look.
Yeah.
Like, Marlon Brando was not wearing one of those. He was just wearing a t-shirt and Streetcar Named Desire, right? This is an old-timey movie. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it.
Was that made by Pixar?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the way, PSA for all of you. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Really?
Not even
You're
just
giving
as
a prostate thing. Specific antigen for that.
Thumbs up. It's really good. As far as everything is going to be made from recycled IP, it's a very entertaining movie.
I watched it. That Jack Black song got popular on the charts.
It's
you watched
song.
It?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Sure. I'm a huge Super Mario Brothers fan.
What was the controversy over it?
I don't believe
that
any
they
of
made
it.
One of the Chris's ever. Italian, but I can't remember which one. Chris Pratt.
Okay.
But Luigi is Charlie
So that they
Day.
Didn't hire a real Italian?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took that job away from a real Italian.
Right.
Which
it's just like Michael Block taking a spot away from a real golfer.
All right. Do we have time, Blake?
Bringing it back to sports. Okay.
What do we have? This is news.
Is this the Gordon segment summary? So at the end of last week's See You Next Tuesday. That's what you're listening to, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
Yes.
Every Tuesday, we do See You Next Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, I promote my Thursday 7:35 Twitch stream.
That's right. We're just trying to grow the brand.
Across different verticals.
You probably don't remember.
Verticals have always confused me. What do people mean by verticals?
But last
is that like a blog type thing or
last Tuesday?
I think it means a different arm of the same business, right?
Oh, really?
Okay. I think.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Like you're a man who's involved in multiple verticals.
Oh, okay.
The print game.
All right. Yes, Dan.
Game.
Go ahead.
This Thursday night
on Twitch, we're having a big game show. And I don't think Jake could do it, right? You were out on it or you're in on it?
I can't remember. We are.
Call me while I'm in the shower.
Disneyland Thursday afternoon for the first time.
Yeah.
I will be there soon, I promise.
And I'll probably be on.
Okay.
Just have him call me. Last week we were asking, you know, how often does our conversation dive into like female things? Like last week, I think we were talking about if females could have kidney stones, and then we decided Gordon knows the most about the inner workings of the female.
Yeah, that was a short conversation to arrive at that decision.
Yeah. Women can now have kidney stones. They couldn't until like the 60s or so.
they couldn't get them until...
In the original Constitution, it was forbidden.
And then Prohibition happened.
Yeah.
So Blake went through every... Did you count how many segments we've done so far with Gordon?
Oh, no, I should have.
But it looks like 20 or so.
Yeah.
Dang.
Started in last, like, October.
October 4th was our first episode where Dan and Jake went shirtless.
Hell yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Yep. But it was our first ever.
Such hacks. Never look back.
No.
The next week.
Never look back.
Never look back. There's nothing good that's happened back there.
Should I just talk about the female stuff? Because we did talk Aziz Ansari Kemp spins the next week. And, of course, he kind of has a Kemp spin, but it was a lady. She was upset that all he wanted was the fun.
You know what? And that was the moment when I realized that culture had fully changed.
Yeah.
When I read that account, and that was the generational divide of when I read, you know, and he did not even ask me before I got there what kind of wine I wanted. And he had ordered, I don't know, red, and I like white wine. And he never even asked that. And it was already at the table ready when I got there. And I was so offended by that.
And she's offended by every step of their date.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then when we got back to his apartment, you know, he asked me to pleasure him. I did. And then that's all he ended up wanting. It was.
Well, I'm backing away from Dan's.
But the point is that then this date's going horribly. She hates every part of it. Okay, I'll go back to his apartment. Oh, I'll certainly pleasure you. I mean, you're Aziz Ansari. And then it turns out that's
Dan
all he wanted.
Once again, is out on a plank that I was not talking about. I was just talking about.
So you don't agree with that?
I was talking about being offended that now that culture requires enthusiastic consent for what wine to order, that you think you're doing something nice by ordering.
I don't think that's a Kemp spin or cancellation worthy. If we don't get to the pleasure giving.
Well, I think that she's fine in saying she didn't want to give
him. If the date just ended because...
Little hand parties.
If the date just ended because he ordered wine for her, that would not be a story anybody would ever talk about.
That's correct.
It's because they had a sexual encounter that she was left wanting. She thought, oh, he didn't return the favor.
She felt less than.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I think the last 2-minute report ultimately has been... Nobody talks about that one anymore.
Yeah.
It's not like he can't work.
Yeah. He's doing
fine.
Great.
Yeah, but also minimizing the consequences that someone suffers. That's a little annoying to me, too, where people go, hey, that guy's still got a job. And it's like, you know, 6 years later, and he is playing at one smaller venue, and it's like, didn't hurt him at all. Yeah, okay.
All right, I only got through 2 episodes of the See You Next Tuesday so far.
We're going to review each and every one of these as you go along this list.
Episode 3, we were talking, as far as just lady stuff, we talked about if your wife finds your search history, and you're searching, you know, a porn site, girl with braces, which one is worse, mouth or legs?
Yeah.
What would your wife want?
Mouth. I think
that's worse.
If you're searching the leg wife braces would say, thing, that's progressive.
Yeah, you're not being an ableist.
Yeah.
Whereas the other way, it's,
Yeah, you're gaining some progressive bona fides there.
What, honey? I'm attracted to...
They deserve to be lusted after, too.
And you have her wear a pair?
Mouth braces, yeah. Mm. I mean, you see.
A little cosplay. Jake, the next week.
Talk like you have polio, sweetheart.
The next week, Jake brought Gordon a shot of breast milk and he drank it.
That's female related, isn't it?
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Not just any breast milk, fellas. The good stuff.
Yes.
Homemade in my home.
I have lovingly drank it in the body of, it's very communion-like.
Have you met Jake's wife?
I'm not. I don't know. Maybe back in the day. But
probably way back.
You kind of have, though.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
She's part of me now.
She's of you.
She's part of mine.
It's just me and you. Mm-hmm. That's it. No one ever else.
The next week, we not only talked about hot governors.
We probably talked about that one up north. What's her name? Is it Whitmire that's hot?
The debut.
The one that almost got kidnapped?
Yeah.
Placenta talk.
The debut, yeah.
Big placenta talk on November 8th. I'm only on November 8th here.
So the placenta is actually an organ.
Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah, there you go.
The next week, if you're not saying bad. Lady stuff, Gordon said the least sexy attractive person was?
In the world?
You said it.
The least sexy attractive person. It's a little redundant,
or did Ribby.
But okay.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but...
Well,
I said that I
Blake
not,
is just quoting you.
Yes, I do not find her like she needs to know whether I find her one way or the other. It's just she's pretty and she's
the celebrity
sexy
that
to
would
me.
Be the most easy to replace with AI. Okay. Because there's not really much of a soul happening.
Happy birthday to Taylor.
The next week, Nancy Pelosi got a boob job, according to Jake.
Yeah, she must have.
We fast forward to January where, we talked about the only acceptable threesome having, four walls and two balls.
Jeez.
And that Jake showers with his clothes on with his dog, but nude with his daughter.
Yeah, that was an odd detail.
I did it this weekend, the dog part of it. The dog is 80 pounds. It's at the height. It thrashes around the kid.
Just the right height?
And if it decides to take a bite out of him, he doesn't want it to be from there.
Entirely uninterested.
He didn't have any to spare.
Then we reviewed the movie Happiness the next week.
She's only 17.
Was the debut of the Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Okay.
It looks like we got off the lady thing for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Conscious decision made.
How hard did we get off
and
that?
And then, once April hit, we started giving out slang words for vagina.
Oh, please, never look back.
Mm. On April 11th, we determined Hitler's side piece was hot.
She was. That's fair.
April
18th.
That's
just history talk.
That's only fair. Yeah, that's history talk. You got this classification wrong.
Remember that, Jake?
April 18th, Jake gave us a Beatles Kemp spin.
Yeah, that involves sexuality.
It's just kid
but
stuff.
Not women's.
On the 25th, we determined 69 has its own Wikipedia page.
The French.
French invented that?
Apparently, I was gone May 9th because it says here...
Cave people didn't do that?
Justin said he had a truck vagina.
Oh, yeah.
And not truck nuts.
Yeah.
Which exists. We looked it up.
It'd be truck labe, but yeah.
This
you
isn't...
The technical...
Yes.
Not really female related, but on May 16th is when we started the two totally different things.
Yeah.
Totally different, like somehow that.
They're totally different movies. Totally different types of movies.
Big. And then.
Poor Tom.
Okay, last week. Then we go back to kidney stones and Gordon knowing all about the female anatomy.
So what is that, 80%? Did Blake do the calculation as to how much is female related?
It's probably 80%. A lot of that page is highlighted.
Sounds like he did.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Oh, there you go.
But sure. This week was about fast food. And that's important.
Yeah.
Yes. And we came up with a term.
What is it?
Post-glut clarity. It is actually kind of a thing now that I think about it. Just kind of sitting there.
You sit back and just filling with shame and just like, what did I just do? What's wrong with me?
But I do know more about where I'm headed in life in that moment.
Why do we do so many things?
You start promising yourself things. And
I swear, man.
on. I got to quit this.
Why do we do so many things that right when we're done, we're like, ugh.
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, as I've told you guys, I throw the wrapper out in an alleyway on the way home.
Why am I this person?
I don't let that get to the house. Yeah.
Are other people this?
I don't want to be me anymore.
Depraved.
Where's my tie?
All right.
Anyway, that's another edition of See You Next Tuesday.
Yay, best friends.
So 1 week from now, want to do it again?
Sure. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. I don't know.
What do you have to promote?
See you next Tuesday. 7:35, Thursday night, Twitch stream, big time game show, I think, is coming your way. With superstars. And stuff.
When?
7:35 Tuesday, or Thursday night.
Wait, what?
On Twitch.